You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Fewer than 2 weeks left until training camp. The countdown continues here at the UC Health Training Center. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me on Mason's Mailbag, and we're going to get into training camp with a couple of personnel questions. First question from Greg Foster. How does CJ Anderson look during OTAs, and what is the key for him to be the number one running back? Well, I thought it was his best OTAs so far in his career. Looked very much in shape, looked very quick, very smooth in this offense. Remember, this offense is a descendant of what the Broncos ran back when he first got here in 2013. It's got some similar nomenclature, some similar philosophies, so he's very familiar with it. It's pretty easy for him to step back in and know what he's doing in this scheme, so he looked very comfortable out there. The key for him to stay number one, frankly, it's good health. That's the biggest thing. You know, he's had some injuries at times over the last couple of years, missed most of the 2016 regular season, of course, because of the meniscus injury, had the ankle injury early in the 2015 regular season that he had to overcome. So he needs to stay healthy. That's the biggest thing. If he can avoid the injuries that plagued him in the last couple of seasons, then in a crowded running back field, I think he can distinguish himself as number one running back and remain that way. You've got a lot of talent in that room, but CJ Anderson's experience, his knowledge of the scheme, and just his ability to do everything very well, including protect the passer, I think will allow him to be that number one back as long as he can stay healthy. That's the key, but he's in good shape, looks great. He's well positioned if he can stay healthy. Second question, this one is from David Molina. Is there any inside linebacker pushing Todd Davis or Brandon Marshall for playing time? Well, the backup inside linebackers to watch in terms of pushing those two are going to be Zaire Anderson and Corey Nelson. Of course, Nelson, fourth-year veteran, 2014 draft pick, has been a steady backup the last few years. Zaire Anderson, instinctive player, practice squad guy a couple of years ago, backup last year, special teamer. You know, good thumper against the run when he's in there. You know, maybe he's not the ideal size, but he makes up for that with instincts. And you saw what he could do last year in the preseason. That being said, Todd Davis and Brandon Marshall, they work very well together. You know, good communication between the two. It's even better this year if the two of them stay healthy. And that's a big thing for Brandon Marshall because he had the foot injury a couple of years ago and then missed some time last year as well because of injuries. If the two of them are healthy, they are a pretty clear top duo. I think it's going to be tough for Corey Nelson and Zaire Anderson to push them. I think they can, you know, they can be quality backups. But that being said, Davis and Marshall, a clear top line there. I think, barring injury, those are your clear starters, with Brandon Marshall being an every down guy who stays in sub packages as well, with Todd Davis being more of a guy who's a first and second down base package guy. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Till next week, take care and thanks for watching.